Queer.
He's in the studio.
G'day, guys.
Hello.
Hello, darling.
I'll take that and ride with that one, I think.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, how are you guys doing? I haven't seen you for a few weeks now.
No. I've been busy.
Yeah.
I mean, you heard earlier while you were waiting that I've broken my foot, and you knew that because I called you and told you, but guess what?
What?
I lost more weight.
Shut up.
It's so good because when you have a broken foot, you can't get to the fridge, right?
That's not the way we like to approach things, but yeah, well done for losing.
That's the only way I
garments.
Can work out that it's happening. So for those who don't know, last time I was here on air, after the show, I said to Shai, I want to get back into physical exercise. And he said, good on you, girl. I'm so glad you do. And I went home and broke my foot that night. So it wasn't my way of getting out of it, I promise.
But I think make sure you tell everyone too that you also haven't touched alcohol. That's the reason why you're losing that body fat as well too.
And so I've been eating salads and protein no bread and carbs. Bread and carbs.
So you can lose all that. You can lose weight by not exercising if you just get the food under control first. That's really good. Well done.
Yeah.
You're here tonight because you want to give us some focus.
Yeah, well, do you know what?
On mental health.
Yeah, well, I was watching some ads on TV today, and it's not hard to see why some of the ads on TV and stuff, the stuff that you see on social media can get you really down. Like, the stuff that we're seeing on social media regarding all the Australian, the gay marriage stuff, the stuff that we're seeing and hearing about is stuff that we were picked on in high school for. It's ridiculous. And it's no wonder that it does have an effect on people's mental health. So I just had a few ideas and a few tips and tricks to get your mental health back under control and back on the straight and narrow for the next couple of months while all this shenanigan is going
straight.
On. Straight. So to speak. There's no such thing as straight, only forward. Boom, boom, boom.
That's right.
All right. So the first one is obviously disconnect from your newsfeed because it's. I know that I'm addicted to my Facebook all the time, and it's really easy not only to see the bad stuff that bad people post, but also our friends on our Facebook. They unintentionally post the stuff, all the negative stuff as well, to highlight the stuff.
How ridiculous
it is.
Yeah.
So. It's giving the emphasis a double whammy. Like we're seeing it double more so because of that one fact. So disconnect from your social media. Disconnect even from the news a bit too, because we see a lot of that. It's current, so we see it in every bloody news segment.
I actually had a friend unfriend me because they knew they were going to continue to post stuff that they didn't want me to have to see. Because they want to continue to post that negative stuff.
Yeah,
and
wow.
I was just like, wow. Okay. But I guess they were trying to protect me from what they knew they were going to be doing. And they said, I'll refriend you after all this is over.
You have to disconnect even before then, because even that will have a psychological effect. You're now going,
oh, yeah.
Great, my friend has just defriended me while this is going on. So now I know what he or she is really thinking. So that's going to have a disconnect as not all the time, but obviously for a period of time, and even, like up an hour at a time is good to do that, especially if you're addicted like me.
Second one is one of my favorites.
Breathe.
Sharon, can you diaphragmatic breathe?
I love that word.
Diaphragmatic.
Beautiful.
What's the proper way to pronounce that word?
Yeah, had it right the first time.
Diaphragmatic.
Yeah, that's right. Don't
diaphragmatic.
But into the nose and then expelling through the mouth as well. And
oh yes, any good lesbian knows how to do that.
and
why does it make you laugh?
I think it's about between 7 to 10 seconds in and 10 seconds on the way out as well.
Now, two of the people in this room that have done announcer training know that I teach diaphragmatic breathing, don't I, Liam and Sharon?
Indeed.
And Sharon's doing it there right now.
And you know, doing just a couple of minutes of that.
Should we stop?
Oh,
because that would be dead air. I don't think that would be.
Oh, it's important. Everyone can have a moment to meditate.
But like
having that breathing moment has amazing effects on your brain with regards to the chemicals in your brain and mood and anxiety and all sorts of stuff. So do some breathing. Got it.
Got it.
Beautiful.
Got it. Good.
I always preach this. You are what you eat. So it's really good to get right back to the basics. If you are going through a bit of a low period, get some good food into you. Don't succumb to the comfort foods of junk. Otherwise, it's going to keep you in that lull.
Easy to just go, oh, I don't feel like cooking. I'll just get a pizza. But it's just as easy to walk to the fridge and grab a bag of salad and put some balsamic vinegar on it and be healthy.
I find it hard when you sell it like that. But
I love my salad. I love it.
But just what I mean is try and get some whole food into you. Try and get some instead of some processed food if you can, because I know it's really easy to do that. But
and if you're down, ask a friend to invite you for dinner, and they can cook you a beautiful dinner.
And just for
if you do get the
courage to exercise. A 30-second sprint at the end of your workout will give you much more endorphins and all sorts of beautiful adrenaline pumping stuff. It's not adrenaline, but it is another version of adrenaline. It gives you this stuff for about 90 minutes after. It gives you some really good feelings after.
When you used to get me to punch you. Yeah, that was always really great. Yeah, that's you still let out a lot
can
of that negative energy.
That's because you used
Sorry?
To... That's
May I punch him now? Because he's talking about running.
There's nothing wrong with running.
Swimming? You want me to talk about swimming?
30-second sprint in swimming.
Push yourself past
your limit for 30 seconds.
Another one that didn't quite make the list that I'm kind of regretting now is... Take a risk every day. So even if that is, because I know that when I get into a lull, it's so easy to stay in bed or to stay on the couch or to not put up the curtain even. So if you take the risk to walk out that door and get out the door to the front of the street and then back again, at least you're walking for a little bit for the day.
A bit of sunlight.
You know, if ten minutes on your back. So and that generally is all the vitamin D that you need a day to make you feel good.
There's so many good things you can do for yourself, isn't there?
There's one of those things, one endorphin-inducing thing, is drawing Radiothon subscribers who know Queer Radio from a glass
on
jar.
The mark. He is on the mark tonight.
Shy, isn't he fantastic?
He's just beautiful.
He is beautiful. Yes. Oh, so we have this immense glass... item here.
It's lush. It's a lot more posh than last year's.
It certainly is. Thank you. I'm glad you noticed we upgraded. And anyway, you have donated two prizes. Can you remind everyone again what the prizes are, please?
Yeah, if I can remember. There were two PT packs. So it's a PT session with yours truly. And that also includes complimentary membership for that session into the gym as well, too. Complimentary of Plus Fitness Windsor. And also we'll go through your goals in a quick program too. So
it's a great introductory session for someone who might be thinking about, I really should move my ass off this couch and I should be moving it in Shire's direction.
Absolutely. Two of those valued at $90 each, $180 in total.
All right. Do you want to pull the thing?
Oh,
all right. Hang on. And drum roll. And the first winner is Lisa Bingham. And the second winner is Stephen Grace. Congratulations to Lisa and to Stephen. They are the winners of the two PT packs.
Prepare for the Shy Lewis experience.
Exactly.
Oh, my God, you so need to prepare. And can I quickly say, if anyone out there is suffering from any mental health issues due to what is being we've been talking about this evening, you can ring Lifeline on 13114, or you can ring QLife, which support us here in our
diverse,
queer community.
Yep, diverse voices, yeah.
On 1-800-184-527, I believe, is their number.
Thank you, Shy. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
We'll talk some fitness.